man, righteousness is something that we seek so we can live an abundant life, right? So we can be like the man planted, the tree planted by the well, so we can bear much fruit. That's why righteousness, to be like the plant planted by the well, so we can bear much fruit. That is the purpose of it, right? So while we think righteousness is something that God is putting over our heads and judging us whether we're going to go to heaven or hell, that's not really what it is, right? You should get to a point where you don't even think about being righteous as it relates to your soul being saved. Because we're not saved by deeds, we're saved by grace. So we got to keep giving ourselves grace in order to change our deeds. And that's how we live a righteous life in honor of the Creator for being saved. Okay, God's not going to save you because you do good things. God already saved you just because he loved you so much that he's going to save you regardless of you being a sinner. There's nothing you could do to pay the price that was paid for you, a ransom paid for your soul. There's nothing you can do for that. Nothing you can do is going to change that. I don't care how many videos Ed makes, I'm not going to be no more saved than you are going to be. My works don't make me saved. It is grace that saved me. So that's why we need to keep having grace so we could change our deeds. So don't be on the righteousness tip so you can go to heaven. We don't do good works to go to heaven. Actually, we actually do more good works so we can actually experience more of the heaven on earth. Because your suffering is in your the death of your fruits of the spirit is actually when you're actually very sinful and living in the flesh. Right? So when we live in the flesh, we miss out on the opportunity to actually live in the kingdom here on earth. The kingdom of heaven is here. And the kingdom of heaven is within. And it gets diluted by what we do to get in the way of the kingdom of heaven thriving inside of us. So literally wisdom is knowing how to do the things that's more righteous, so that way the kingdom of heaven can dwell within you, because the paths of the righteous man are ordered. And guess what? You actually get what? You become a blessing and you get blessed. Right? So that's the beauty of it. So actually, righteousness is actually a secret to success.
Hello, powerful people. My name is Edouard Gilles, personal development speaker and talk show host. And I want to welcome you to this holistic experience called Ed Talks Daily Personal Development and Motivation. This podcast is all about growth in all aspects of your life. How do you solidify a great mindset that will lead to a healthy body, healthy relationships, and an in-tune spirit? Well, join me on this journey to becoming the best version of ourselves. If you want a podcast that you can relate to, a podcast that will motivate and inspire you, all while educating you on ways to personally develop and grow as a being, Ed Talks Daily is for you. Find Ed Talks Daily on your favorite podcast app and be sure to leave your thoughts in the form of a review.
Family and that married life and the benefits of it, because like you let everybody in easily, right? So why you think like God is actually, it's a judgment? But no, it's like literally if you made yourself more righteous as a woman, right? Like God said, like a man is blessed to have a woman of God in their life. And like God said, literally don't adorn your body with jewelry and all types of stuff, and in your spirit, like the beauty is not there. You get what I'm saying? And right now we're actually living in an age where people have it, like literally, if you don't see the culture right now, what's happening is more like you are being pulled towards the flesh and away from the spirit. Like both guys and women, right? You're being pulled towards the flesh and away from the spirit, because that's how they keep you contained. Okay? That's how they keep you enslaved to your flesh, because the flesh makes more money for man than the spirit does. Let me give you an example. Let's take all the fast food restaurants. If you remain in gluttony, they get money. Let's take the clubs. If you are constantly seeking emptiness from fulfillment from empty places, they make money. Let's take the industry of alcohol, more money. Let's take the industry of pornography, a lot more money. Let's take the rap industry. They say sex sells, just a lot more money. So the whole idea is, if I want cattle, I'm gonna make people see themselves as flesh so I can keep them cattle. Now I'm gonna brand them like cattle. I'm gonna put my logos on them so they can spend more money on my products. So the flesh is actually much more beneficial to the system. So then the devil knows how to utilize the culture to keep you in the flesh. That's why modern culture is flesh of the world is flesh. Why? Because that's how the devil uses it to hold people in bondage. But it won't look like that. It's gonna feel like freedom. That's why they call, that's why a lot of people are like, yo, I'm so happy. Like, let's say, I'm gonna use Janae Monae. Like, she used to wear all these suits. I'm not trying to judge her or anything. She used to wear all these suits, right? And then now seeing her, she don't, everybody says she's sexually liberated, right? Is it liberation that, you know, you're doing a performance on stage, you're looking really beautiful, like, you're singing, you got talent, but then all of a sudden you're like showing one of your, like, I really want to see, like, what was the point of that? I'm trying to, like, I'm, and you know, it's like all over Twitter and all that stuff. Like, you can't really get away from it. It's all over social media. It's on Essence, all this stuff. So it's not like I'm seeking for it. It's just out there, right? Like, well, what's the point of that? And what do you think that does to all the people who look towards her? All the, let's say all the young women who's like, Janae Monae, I really like her in her class. And all of a sudden she like is completely shifted. And then now like, you're like, oh, she's sexually liberated. Let me go be sexually liberated like Janae Monae. Boom, they got you. I said it. Boom, they got you. How did they get you? They took your example and switched it around. Now, here's the thing. I got a lot of stuff that I don't like even sharing with people because they might not be where I'm at to understand it. But I was watching, I was studying here. I was just trying to see. I was like, yo, something is off here, right? And what I realized is y'all don't be knowing that these things be happening, but the people you be seeing don't be the people. They be like, they're a human. They too make mistakes. All right, I understand that. But let's go to another dimension of consciousness. Some of these people you're watching are not the people you watching. I'm just going to put it like that for those of you who are not ready to receive what I'm really trying to tell you. All right? A lot of people have ears, but they won't be able to hear it. They have eyes, but they won't be able to see it. So I have to kind of like water it down for them. Okay. So, but I'm preparing you for it. You're not like, I would say, have you ever said get out? They're not getting out. In fact, they're like, the people you're seeing is not the people you're seeing. Like, you don't know it, but that's what it is. So if you follow them, they're going to lead you to the slaughterhouse thinking you're seeing the people you're seeing, but that's not the people you're seeing. Right? So, and a lot of us, we call those people cloned. Right? We call them cloned. Like, now somebody says, yo, that is conspiracy. But I'm going to tell you something. Do not follow the world because the world is very tricky. Okay? So what does that have to do with all of this? When we start following and celebrating celebrities, we open ourselves up that whatever spirits are using them to use us. Okay? And when we especially we go to their concerts and we go to that place of like music is a spiritual transferring of one spirit to another one's spirit. Okay, that I'm gonna download. Music is a transfer between one's content of one spirit to another through sounds, drums, words put together. That's what music is. Okay, so the music programs you and you get that in you. So now all of a sudden you start to act like that's why some women, like when a certain song come on, like they might be all sweet. It's like another part of them came out. It's like you see it. You like another part of them. Like, yeah. Why? Because music does something. Same thing with guys. The thug in you. the I want to kill somebody and you come out when you hear a certain type of music, because their spirits come in, like literally it's transferring through the music, through the sine waves to you. Like, I don't know if y'all saw the recent Meg Thee Stallion performance. A lot of people is like, I'm channeling that Meg Thee Stallion energy. I want you to just hear the words. I'm trying to tell you the truth. Like once you know the truth will set you what? Free. That's what the word says. So you are being programmed to doing what? To doing what you evolved out of. So if you want to stay in what you change your mind to, you got to put in what you change your mind to. That means you can't go back and listen to the same old songs, go to the same old parties, watch the same old movies, have the same old drinks, and smoke the same old thing, because you make yourself sustainable to those things. And it's not just a spiritual process, it's a psychological process. Music also, when you used to be that person, used to listen to that thing, once you listen to it, it actually psychologically hits a something in your brain that creates certain amount of behaviors that's attached to it. That's why, like, people say that's our song. Like, when a couple hears a song, they remember when that occurrence happened, right? Because it triggers a part. Even songs remind you of your childhood memories. So music triggers stuff psychologically as well as spiritually download. So you might just be like, yeah, it's just a song. No, it's not just a song. It's deeper than that. So you got to change what you're listening to, because once you change who you became, you have to develop the courage to say no. It's as simple as that. You have to develop the courage to say no to what you listen to. You have to develop the courage to say no to where you're going, you used to go to. You got to say no to develop the courage to say no to what you used to accept in your life. You got to develop the courage to say no to the things, to the soul ties. Right? A lot of us, we're suffering sexual immorality because we're pacifying our emotional pain with physical relations. Okay? Actually, women suffer from this the most. Men does it reversely, right? So here's what I mean. Women soothe their emotional lack with sexual intercourse, right? Men, it's not necessarily feeling their emotional. They just feed their physical carnal needs and tendencies and just forgo the whole emotional part. But what they do is whatever unhealed stuff that they had, you still get it. So then you, as the receiver, suffer from it, and the man as well. But you create a deeper bond because you came for it for an emotional fulfillment. They just came for it for a carnal gratification. I just want you to hear what I'm saying. So when God be like, in the word says, you know, don't have sex before you're married and all this good stuff, it's not because God's trying to like literally limit you, but he's trying to tell you this is a sacred activity between two people who have become one. That's what God is literally trying to tell you. It's a sacred activity between two that has now became one. Why? Because once your soul is combined, it no longer have to be tied because it became one anyways. But when you tie your soul with somebody that goes and do all types of different things, it's a tug on your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions that keeps you in a bondage that you don't need to be getting into. So these laws, if you keep the laws of the word of in your lips all day, it's not a limitation, but it's a soul protection. Thank you, moonshine. I love it. It's a protection of your mind, your will, and your emotions. So God's not trying to limit you, but to protect you. I just want you to hear what I'm saying. Now let's go to pornography, right? Men suffer from this the most. Okay, pornography. Now, men are suffering from this the most. Why are men suffering prone to that? Because naturally, we are attracted to the female species, okay? Naturally, right? Naturally, women, like, we love women. Like, should we go anywhere, we just, if there's no women there, it's not the same. We love women. It's naturally, it was supposed to be like that, right? It's just a natural thing for men, right? So they know how to deplete and okay, so porn is basically a way to do what? To castrate the man. I just want you to hear this. Porn is a way for me, for society to make you less of a man. Literally to rob you of your manhood and your time. Your manhood. Okay. Here's what I mean. In your semen, it's not just the seed of your life, seed of life, but it's the seed that gives life to your dreams. I just want y'all to hear what I'm saying. Hear it is and hear me good. This message is not just for you, it's for me, right? In your semen is the actual seed of your dreams. When I became celibate, the seed of my dream was in my semen, so it allowed me to do what? Put that in my work. I just want you to hear what I'm saying. Allowed me to do that. So it allowed me to do what Napoleon Hill in his book, Think and Grow Rich, talks about sexual transmutation. So all of the creation that you see comes out of that moment and period of time without all of those soul ties and chasing of women allowed me to do what? Build what God brought me here to do. It allowed me to do what? To be the creator that as a man that I am. But here's what the devil does. Just because you're not having sex with women doesn't mean that you're not going to waste your seeds, right? So pornography and masturbation, then what does that become? It makes you waste the seed that should get your mind at its highest point of focus, ability, and creation. So even though you're not getting any soul ties and you're not wasting your money and your energy chasing, you're actually wasting. And Christine says, it creates a deficiency in men and your male essence and your jing. Absolutely. This is why I study Chinese medicine, right? Literally, it creates a deficiency in your jing, which then affects other parts of your body. Okay? So, your jing, your jing then becomes your qi and becomes your xin. So, your jing, your life, your food and sex becomes your life force, bread and blood, which becomes your focus, intention, and your will, your shin. I just want y'all to stick with me, what I'm trying to say. So then that becomes a hindrance to your ability to fulfill what you were brought here to do, your vision. So you suffer from wasting your life force energy. At the end of the day, God is trying to make sure that you succeed. So he puts a structure of things that may block you from receiving the blessing. So the commandments is not a restraint, but they are tools to success. So let's tie it all back together. So if you start killing people because of the music you heard, your soul is going to be perplexed. You're going to walk around with the heavy burden of who you killed on you. You're going to carry the bodies. Now you're carrying the bodies in your soul. You're carrying bodies. You feel what I'm saying? And that's why people say when you have sex, it's almost like carrying other bodies. So it's like killing is as much as sexing. It's a very similar concept. So what do we must do? What is saying no? Saying no is crucifying the flesh so the spirit can be born. I just want y'all to hear this. Crucifying the flesh so that Jesus gave us that example. The crucifixion of the flesh gives birth of the Holy Spirit. So none of it is like sex is not bad, but sex with one who you yoked with yields the best results. music is not bad, but music of empowerment, of a praise, of love, of different positive frequency gets you closer to the spirit. You get what I'm saying? So eating is not bad, but over gluttony does this opens up the same things within you to tap into your flesh. Too much eating actually makes you more sustainable to more sins, just as much drinking as smoking is. Weed is not bad, but smoking weed all of the time makes you a slave to the ganja, and it opens up, right? So when you put down your walls, you open up yourself to all types of spirits, and it's not a tool of judgment. Literally, God's trying to tell you, build up a wall of protection. Okay? So we got to look at the word differently than we've been. Here's one of the major things that I actually even never really mentioned in my messages. I don't even be talking about going to hell. Like, I don't be like, you're about to burn in. We don't do works to go to heaven or prevent going to hell. We focus on the grace that God has for us. And we realize, though, God has given us so much grace. Why would we waste that grace? That's why my prayer this morning said, Lord, grant me the grace you have towards me, towards myself. So God looks at the world and say, they deserve death from the first Adam. So I'm going to send the second Adam, which was the first, to save them with his blood. He didn't deserve it. He was sinless, but yet we're going to wash their blood with the blood of the Lamb, right? He gave us grace. So that's how he saved us, through the grace. Because he loved us, right? That's the formula, right? For God so loved the world, John 3, verse 16, that he gave his one and only son, because he loves us. So grace out of love. So that whosoever believes in him shall not perish. Belief is the pathway to forgiveness. So that's why I said, may I forgive myself and others like you forgive me. Why? Because he forgave us. So forgiveness gives us that, right? Because he has a sense of integrity. Somebody says, why didn't God just eradicate sin from the world without having Jesus to be? Because he had integrity, because he made laws and we didn't abide by those laws, and death entered into here. So he had to do something about it. And the only blood that was holy enough to wash away our sins was the blood of Jesus. Right. So he had to abide by his own laws. That's how God is in integrity. He has to abide by his laws. That's how integral one that God is. So he had to. He had no other choice. He said, if I said it, that's what it is. He said, Adam, when you eat from this, you will surely die. But God loved us so much, he didn't want us to die, right? He didn't want us to die. He's like, I love him so much, we don't want him to die. So he sent his only son so he can watch, right? So he keeps his word. Now all he says is, abide in me as I abide in you. He said, dwell in my word and seek first the kingdom of God. Like he literally said, for I love you, all you have to do is believe, so you should not perish and have eternal life. And he said, abide in me as I abide in you. Remain in my word and walk in the path. Okay? So why should we do all of this? Not because God is up there judging us and condemning our souls. He already given us grace. But because we love the Father, I want you to hear what I'm saying. Because we love the Father and appreciate him for what he has blessed us with, we should give ourselves, we should do that. It just makes sense. You get what I'm saying? So, we don't do these deeds to be saved. Because we are saved, we do these deeds. We don't do these deeds to be loved. Because we love God, we do these deeds. You hear what I'm saying, y'all? So don't think that God is out here judging us. He's freeing us. That's what he's been doing from the get-go. He's giving you the secrets to success. The tools to a life of peace. Look, I'm telling you, if you repent from lying, a lot of chaos is going to go away from your life. I'm just telling you, you don't have to keep doing a lot of stuff. You don't have to do too much when you don't lie. If you just say your word and you stay true to your life is just simple when you follow these righteous laws. It's just, the path of the righteous man is just much, it's a blessing, not a curse. Okay, so here's what I'm gonna give everyone an opportunity to do today, okay? I just wanna give you this opportunity because, all right, here's why I'll be on this Jesus Bible tip, okay? There's no separation between you trying to heal and grow and from the word and whatever you're trying to do. Here's what's happening in the world, right? Everybody presenting the works you can do, and it is becoming a form of salvation, even though they're not calling it that. All they're calling it is holistic wellness, right? It's just, that's what it is. They're calling it the works that you do without he that does the work in you. That's everybody's preaching nowadays. The works that you do without the work in you. So they say, if you do this, if you do that, you'll be good. You could do that. What I'm letting you know is, if you can find the grace, that grace will allow you to do the work. That grace will give you the space to evolve. So once you first seek the righteousness, when you first seek and you keep the laws on your lips, your life will sort of change because you're going to have a counselor that's not the holistic motivator. That's not whoever you look up to. Right? That's not whoever you listen to. This is what I'm just saying. I'm just using myself as an example. What I do is I'm just a reminder so that I can help you get closer to the counselor. That's the Holy Spirit. It is the counselor that's going to work in your heart and guide you so you know what not to do, what to do. Is the counselor that's going to go doing the work. So this motivation and whatever works I can help you do, whether it's fasting, detoxing, whether it's structuring your routine, motivation, no matter what it is, if you don't get the counselor in your life, you're never connected to the vine, and that makes you dependable upon whoever you learn from or tap into, even if they don't tell you that. So if they don't lead you, if I can't lead you to the counselor, if I don't lead you to the Holy Spirit in the well, then I'm doing you a disservice. Okay, so as we all are watching here, what I'm trying to do to you, what I'm trying to do for you is I want to lead you to the Holy Spirit. Okay? Somebody says, what do I mean by that is? That's why I'm giving you the word, because the only thing that will change your life is nobody but God. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. What's going to wash your heart is not the rose quartz. It is the Holy Spirit. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Rose quartz is not going to clear out your heart. But the power of the Most High will. So I want to give y'all an opportunity who has not given your life to Christ to do that right now. And if I want to know who have given it. And then look, I want to give you an opportunity. An opportunity, because I'm feeling that a lot. Some of you right now feel like you've been living a life in sin, and you've been living a life against your own self, against your own temple, and you've kind of just been wandering from practice to practice, from idea to idea, and you never let God lead your life. You know, if you feel like that's you right now, I just want you to put, okay, that's me, right? And you might just say it in your mind. You don't have to put it out there. If you feel like that's you, I just want you to put that's you. If you listen to the podcast, I just want you to say that to me. Here's how simple it is to become part of the kingdom of God. Okay? Is this simple to become part of the kingdom of God? And if you feel like, yo, I've been staring away from the kingdom, I need to come back. Is it simple as saying, right? Because John 3 verse 16 was the promise and a door opening for us to get back into the kingdom, right? Because the Lord literally died for our sins to make us wash. Okay? So here's how we do it. We say, our Father, which art in heaven. We say, Father God. You could say, Abba, which just means Father. You could just say, God, I open my heart for you to enter because you sent your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to die for us. And I believe that due to the blood of Jesus, my sins are washed away. I believe that the only way to the kingdom of heaven is through your Son, Jesus Christ. And I ask that you wash away my sins and that you dwell in my heart and that you send your counselor to guide my life so that I may have eternal life and not perish. I pray this prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, there's no ritual that you need to do. You know, there's no blood sacrifice that you need to do. Right? There's no craziness that you need to do. And if you feel like, yo, you know what, God, I've actually been away from the kingdom, do I believe? You just have to say, God, the same grace that you have for me, allow it for me to have for myself. Free me from the lies of the devil that makes me feel unforgivable. Allow me to walk in the path. Though I continuously sin, give me the courage and strength to walk the path of righteousness. I ask that you renew my spirit and my soul so that I may be aligned in alignment with your word and put my deeds in line with what your word says. Right? I'm gonna say what I wrote earlier. It's as simple. Like, God is not out here condemning you. You're condemning yourself. The enemy does not defeat you when you sin. Hear me and hear me good. The enemy defeats you when he breaks down your courage so you don't repent. Okay? The enemy does not defeat you when you sin. The enemy defeats you when he breaks down your courage so you don't repent. Don't let the enemy break down your courage so you don't change your mind. Just say, I changed my mind on that. It's by the renewing of your mind. All right, once we change our mind on that, it's by the renewing of the mind. Okay? Okay, so before we go, I'm going to address somebody's comment real quick. Just because I want to. Not because I need to. Okay, and for those of you who might think the same thing, right? And Berluse, with all due respect, my friend, and all love, okay, I'm just gonna address your comment, okay, and just with grace, okay. So Berluse says, okay, hear me and hear me good. Get in touch with your Kundalini, brother. You are almost there. On the platform, Christ is an image they created. You are God. 666. Get in tone, brother. Okay? Those of you I just want you to hear what you just said. Okay? I just want you to examine your human nature. And I want you to really say to yourself, the God of integrity, the beginning and the last, look at your temple. And I want you to really think, can I even imagine creating all of this in the way that it's created? I just want you to think about that. I want you to think about me and my flesh and bones that any pierced, I'm no longer here. How fragile my little temple is. No matter how awesome and great we are, whatever. I just want you to think. Am I that great that there's no supreme being higher than me that I can make myself a God? I just want you to read. I just want you, because y'all, let me tell you something. Those who say these things, y'all are the seekers. And I just want to say this before we go. You know, I just feel it in my spirit. Why? Because I am actually not just called for people who believe. And I keep saying that. People be like, you called. Whatever. I don't care about what y'all be thinking. Y'all people who be doubting it, forget y'all. I am actually called for those of you who steered away from the kingdom. And like, you literally are the seekers. Y'all are the most powerful people. And I'm saying that because you don't take whatever people say, but you're not taking whatever people say. Like, you are a seeker. And that's what, like, I almost got into that trap. So, like, my heart really, like, goes out for y'all. Because, like, I really feel you are looking. But here's the thing. They are leading you to the slaughterhouse. You are not God. I'm going to repeat it again. As powerful as you are only powerful because you were made in the image of God. That's why you're powerful. You are made in the image of the Almighty. That's the only reason you are so powerful. And you are powerful. I do not disagree of that. But do not let them lead you astray. Like, stop letting them tell you that you are God. Like, they are lying to you. They want to tell.
I want to remind you that you have unlimited power within you to achieve whatever it is that you want and to construct the person you want to be. But first, you must believe it in order to achieve it. And until that happens, the world will forever miss your talents, your gifts, and all the great things that you have to offer. So let your light shine. Don't hide it. Don't dim it. Thank you. Find Ed Talks Daily on your favorite podcast app and be sure to leave your thoughts in the form of review. Until next time, remain in your unlimited power.